Hey guys, it's Amanda, your tech homie here, with another installment of Tech Homies Tips. This time, we're focusing on the back-to-school season. Be aware, this is going to be a multi-part, back-to-school-themed Tech Homies Tips, so let's have a little fun while we're getting ready. Back-to-school season can be fairly stressful for everyone involved. Teachers are getting ready to welcome new students, parents are thinking that school didn't cost nearly as much back in their day, and retail stores are gearing up for an influx of money coming through their doors and onto their websites. Anyway, school supplies are important for students of all ages to be ready for a new school year. Out of all of the things that you will need, a proper laptop or desktop computer will make or break your school year. We can start today's installment by focusing on those kids that are getting ready for college, whether it's undergrad, graduate, or whatever. You've got to have the right computer for your educational endeavors. I personally had a desktop when I was in college, but you might want to look for something a bit more portable, or maybe not. Anyway, I've done a little bit of digging and found a few laptops that can help you get through your college life a bit easier. I'll list those laptops, the ones that are good for college at least, on the Tech Homies Facebook page as well as up on the Pontiac Tribe homepage soon. You'll also be hearing about some of my picks in the next episode. However, no matter what laptop you should buy, you should stick to the Tech Homies four pillars of moderate success. Anyway, those four pillars include the RAM, the storage, the processor or processing speed, and availability of plugins for your computer. First and foremost, your college-bound computer is going to need a decent amount of RAM. If you were curious, RAM stands for Random Access Memory. Learn about various things as far as tech is concerned. But anyway, random access memory is the physical hardware inside a computer that temporarily stores data, serving as the computer's working memory. You'll be running the working memory on your computer when you start up an application, close down an application, or change from app to app on your computer. You might be hearing about the latest smartphones having 68 gigs of RAM these days. However, I'm personally talking about the RAM on your computer, not your phone. Every application that runs while you're using the computer is using the computer's RAM. For computers with a smaller amount of RAM, constantly bombarding the system with loads of applications, web browsers, word processing tasks, and the like will slow your computer down to an ever-agonizing crawl. Also, having multiple web browsers can slow your computer down to a crawl by themselves. I'm notorious for having at least 5 to 8 web pages up at any given point, if not more, so naturally I've learned this the hard way more times than I would like to admit. Anyway, we want to find a decent amount of RAM when buying a computer for college. Now, do you need a computer with 32 gigabytes of RAM for the normal run-of-the-mill schoolwork? Very doubtful. But are you that digital media major that wants to be the next YouTube star? Do you foresee yourself creating and editing movies, music, and everything in between on a consistent basis? Perhaps you may want to look into more RAM for your computer. Sometimes you can speed up a computer that's running slow, by adding more RAM to it. This can be helpful, but it may only be necessary after years of wear and tear. RAM is most definitely very important when buying a computer, but not the only thing that we need to consider when going computer shopping. Storage is another important feature when looking for a computer. The more things you download, whether they be important applications for school, pictures, or games, the more space you'll probably use. And the more space that you use, the more trouble you will get into when you realize your computer is out of storage. Back when I was in school, computer storage levels ran roughly in the 80 to 250 gigabyte range. I thought my desktop was at max computer storage capability at a measly 128 gigabytes of storage. I don't really understand why I thought that was amazing, and I don't really understand why that was max capacity, but I still thought my computer was awesome. The days existed when computers were amazing at a paltry 512 megabytes of storage. These days, it's entirely possible to have a multi-terabyte storage solution for your computer, whether it have 2 terabytes, 3 terabytes, or 4 terabytes of storage. It may be super tricky to fill up a 2 terabyte storage computer, but it may not be as tricky to fill up the levels of storage under 1 terabyte. Depending on if you're storing video, if you have hundreds of thousands of computers on your hard drive, or whether you've decided to burn your entire music collection onto your computer, it could be pretty easy to store a lot on your computer. By the way, with the advent of streaming media, I still question the need to do this. However, I do know some music enthusiasts that take their music collection skills to a level I could never imagine. Finally, the type of processor on the computer can make a difference when computer shopping for that collegiate man or woman in your life. Computers these days tend to be classified by the CPU or the central processing unit. The central processing unit is basically a module that processes all of the operations on your laptop or desktop computer. Newer laptops and desktops, coupled by newer, more high-end CPUs, can process heavier tasks like media content creation, watching content like YouTube or a movie, or even playing a video game. Lower-end CPUs are for more light work, like word processing and web browsing. When you're shopping for a computer, you may hear whether the computer has an i3, i5, i7, or even an i9 CPU inside. It would be a safe bet to assume that the i7 processor would be better than an i5, an i5 better than an i3, and so on. If you're looking for a computer to help you create, look for the higher end of the CPU spectrum. If you're looking for a computer that will help you crank out research papers, tests, and other word processing type features, go for the mid-range CPU. Last but not least, I'm sure you've heard of the newer MacBooks out and about with their complete lack of plugins for basically anything. That means if you bought your MacBook recently, maybe within the last year or so, and it's a new MacBook, you probably have at least hundreds of dollars worth of dongles in your lifetime. This idea hurts me in its own right. You've already spent near thousands of dollars on a computer. Why do you need to spend hundreds more on some dongles? No one wants that, and no one asks for that. With the computer these days, a good way to go is to look for a computer that has extra plugins for your USB cables of some sort, your charging, and your flash drives. I'll tell you more about those in another episode. Anyway, that's the breakdown of the things that you'll need in your new computer. Stay tuned for the list of computers I've found for you guys next. Of course, if you've liked what you've heard so far, share with 10 of your favorite folks and tell them to do the same. If you have questions or maybe you want me to come shopping with you at the local computer store, email me at thetechhomies@gmail.com. That's thetechhomies@gmail.com. Take it easy, guys. Have a good one.